two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday. We are all things fall camp as BYU football fall camp is wrapping up early next week. Earlier in the week, we had a chance to touch base with BYU tight end coach Steve Clark. And here's what Steve Clark said. He starts off by talking about the status of Moroni Laulu-Pututau.
He hasn't played football. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get out on the field, it's a little different. So we have to test him and see how he does. He hasn't played in a year. And, you know, you can do so much rehab and all that, but when you get out on the field, you'll really know what you can do. And, you know, this football moves, especially tight end playing in the box. And, you know, there's a lot of torque on the knee, so we'll see how he does. We'll take it slow with him.
So with Moroni being out and then you've lost Hank, how would you evaluate the position right now?
So, you know, I think we have Matt. You know, Matt's been playing really well. And then we're young. Joe Tukuafu's hurt his knee. So we're bringing him back and slowly, and we'll see if he's, you know, he should be ready to go.
So it's not some serious thing.
I can't remember. It was something with his knee. He banged his knee.
Okay.
So it's nothing. It was torn, and you know, but you know, it's pretty sore right now.
What about you mentioned some of the young guys? How are they looking so far?
Doing really well. Carter Wheat's really good. Going to be really good. Great route runner. Really quick, fast. But you know, he's a freshman. So you know, there's some weight issues. We're trying to keep weight on him, but he can play. I'm really happy with him. Mason Wake playing the F, more of the wing, real physical. Real happy to have him with us. So, but they're, you know, they're freshmen, so you don't know what you have until they go out and do it.
So how confident are you that Moroni will be able to step in at some point and contribute?
Oh, very, very, very confident at some point. Yeah, first game, I don't know. You know, again, we don't know anything until we get him out on the field and see how he runs his routes and see how he does.
High expectations for Matt. In your opinion, has he met those expectations
yes.
so far in camp?
Mm-hmm.
What's been the most impressive part of him?
His physicality. He's stronger and more confident.
Blocking?
Yeah. Well, blocking on the line of scrimmage in space, he's done a better job. He's just stronger and more confident.
How much have you noticed from Matt? Is his development becoming all around?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, we know he can catch the ball. He makes great catches and he's fast. But you know, we need tight ends to be able to block and to be able to run the ball. So we need some of that from him. And we don't need a killer, but we need someone that's adequate there. And he's more than adequate right now.
We've heard a lot of talk this camp about the offense generating more explosive plays. How do you evaluate the tight end group in that role of being explosive?
Well, Matt's made some. Matt's made a ton of them. He's made all of them. you know, a lot of it has to do with Zach and the receiving core, you know, with the tight ends being on the same page and being able to play for a year. Zach's, I think, getting the ball out quicker allowing him to run after the catch. And we've emphasized, Coach Graham's done a great job of emphasizing it. And we have some good receivers. I mean, you know, they're good. And Gunnar Romney's fast, and he can take the top off. And Zach's not afraid to throw it down the field. So, you know, I think that's why we've had some more explosives. It's something we have to address, and I think we have.
Coach Satake said today you guys fielded some punts. How did that go? Well,
I don't know how they did. I did great. In fact, there were some pro scouts here that gave me their cards. So I might not be here. If I'm not here next week, I could be with the Niners.
Between that and the singing abilities, you might have a couple avenues.
Yeah, you know, I try to be well-rounded.
The Renaissance man.
Exactly. You know, that was fun today watching. Did you see Coach Grimes' catch?
No, I heard Coach Mateos had a rough go.
He had a rough go. I thought Coach Grimes was going to eat it, but he pulled it out. Hopefully it's on film. We'll get a kick out of that.
My last question for you, Coach, is in terms of explosive plays, I know we keep harping on explosive plays and asking about it, but has the offense met the expectation before camp began in being more explosive?
Before the camp? I don't know. I mean,
was that a
we
point
don't
of
know
emphasis?
Before camp. Yeah, it's been a point of emphasis. It's one of the first things Coach Graham's talked about. You know, we go through the stats and
yep.
And that was, you know, that's been lacking, and it's something we wanted to address. And so I think we have the players to do it. I mean, Aleva is an explosive player, but he hasn't been practicing a whole lot, and we've still gotten a lot more than we usually have. So yeah.
Is that precautionary with Aleva?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we haven't been playing Matt a ton. You know, getting him enough, you know, with the ones, with Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, health is a premium right now.
That was BYU tight end coach Steve Clark. Thoughts from you, Mitch? Anything stick out from what he said?
Yeah, I think that Matt Bushman, he's living up to the hype. You know, that's the great thing to hear from tight end coach Steve Clark. You remember last year, Matt Bushman was kind of a little bit out of shape and really wasn't winning over Jeff Grimes. And Jeff Grimes, I think, wanted to have Bushman more as a blocking tight end. But rest assured, I think Jeff Grimes has made peace with the fact that you got to line up Matt Bushman out wide. He's a receiving tight end. You can't just put a square peg in a round hole. Matt Bushman's going to be a playmaker for this BYU offense. And I think to hear that he's part of those explosive plays that we're hearing a lot about in camp, that's a good thing, because BYU needs Bushman to be awesome every single week in this offense.
Absolutely. Something that stuck out to me was just the update on Moroni Laulu Putu Tau. We were there on Thursday. We did a video recap, if you saw it on KSL Sports Twitter. And I wasn't very clear then, so I'll be clear now. This is my point of view. Based on what Coach Steve Clark said, it's going to be hard to imagine him playing significant reps versus Utah. He hasn't practiced yet, and he made it clear, you know, rehab is one thing, practice and being ready is another thing. And so hope all goes well for Moroni, and we'll wait and see. We'll know much more this next week. But right now, I think you hit the nail on the head. The good sign is that Matt Bushman, he is meeting everyone's high expectations.
Yeah, Bushman's going to be that number one target for BYU, no doubt about it. And BYU's got a tough opening stretch of games to open up the 2019 season. We'll get to know one of those foes, the Tennessee Volunteers, next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.